This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. On this New Year's Eve, it's hard to believe 2014 has come and went, and seemed like yesterday 2014 was here, and now it's gone. Now I got to remember to write 2015 on my check starting tomorrow. One less thing to worry about. This is our end of the year show. John Hannafin from the Litchfield News Herald is our guest. John, welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about some of the big highlights of 2014 and collect our thoughts about the year that was. John, it's been a fast 2014. I guess my grandfather always said, as you get older, it seems like the year goes by at a faster pace. I'm starting to realize it now, because it seemed like to me 2014 was just like yesterday, and now we're saying goodbye to it.
You're right, and your grandfather was right. The older you get, the faster these years go.
Well, and I think with our industry, we're always at meetings, we're always doing something, and we always got something to look forward to keep the year going at a faster pace. Because, I mean, you know this as well as I do, when it gets warmer, we're out every weekend at Bunnell for Italian American Days, Litchfield Party in the Park, Old Settler. I mean,
Farmersville, Irish Days.
Oh, gosh. Staunton Rib Fest, Staunton Homecoming. I mean, you know, it adds up fairly quickly.
What weekends during the summer? I don't remember any weekends off.
You know, I'm in the same boat, and it's hard to believe. 2014 kind of started off quiet, but we're close to a month away. I think all of Montgomery County was shut down because we got smacked with that blizzard with 2 feet of snow and everything. And man, that was the first time in a long time that I can remember something like that happening in this area.
I'm getting ready to write a column, sort of an end-of-the-year roundup myself, and it was January 5, 6. We had about 2 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 6th, and it was like minus 11 with a wind chill of minus 33. Mm-hmm. No mail, no traffic. Litchfield firefighters did have a 3-car garage fire. I got out and took a few pictures, and I went back to the office.
And that's just hard to believe that day. I mean, I've been doing this for over 10 years now. That's hard to believe, too, because it seems like yesterday I just started here doing news. And that was the only time that the higher-ups, that Brian actually called me and said, don't even bother coming in. We've got people here. You just stay safe.
That's basically what we did, too, that day. Yeah. It was just too bad. Way too bad.
And then, of course, I guess one of the things we could always talk about for the year is politics. And we could take a look at either the local level or the state level. On the state side, it's still the same thing. And we kind of talked about this last year when you and myself and Uncle Ralph were here. Finances is the name of the game.
Yes, you're right there. And I'm sort of interested to see what's going to happen, because it's all going to flow downhill. We have a Republican governor, mm-hmm. Democratic House, Democratic Senate. Mm-hmm. The state has a lot of big bills to pay, and school districts especially need money. And the state has been sort of I'd put them on my deadbeat list because they're slow pay. And the school districts are hurting because of it. They're starting to look around trying to find alternative sources. At the last election time, Macoupin County school districts got a proposal to try to get a sales tax that they'd split up, mm-hmm. among the school districts based on students. Mm-hmm. There are rumblings that might happen in Montgomery County for the April election.
And I think that's already been kind of, because you know, we were at the county board, and I think the table's been set for that to happen. Whether or not it passes or not, that's a different ball of wax.
That's a completely different ball of wax. People are still hurting. One good thing that I did see today, mm-hmm. gas is at $1.09, which makes it
$1.09, really?
Or $2.09.
$2.09, okay.
Sorry. but which is
there was just an accident on State Street that people.
But the but that is a whole dollar 10 cents lower than it was last year at this time,
and that's typically unheard of, especially during this time with the holidays, with people traveling and on the road. Normally, gas is a little bit higher, but being a dollar less than what it was at this time last year, unbelievable.
And I started looking at some. My wife keeps a notebook in her car about gas prices. Mm-hmm. And later in the spring, it was like $3.59, $3.69. I'm just too excited about this saving money on gas. But that means a lot of people, if the gas prices stay low, mm-hmm. that means there'll be a lot of people traveling, vacationing, visiting mm-hmm. lakes, visiting fast food restaurants, got a little extra money in their pockets.
What, fast food restaurants? What are these? I've never heard of them. It's like train tracks in Litchfield. I've never heard of those either. But, well, I'll give you a case in point because it's going to come to this area. My wife and I were – my wife works in Decatur. So we were visiting her family in Tuscola, and we filled up at a gas station in Decatur, and gas up there is $1.97. And it's starting to creep because I believe – Stonington, which is not too far from here, was at $1.97 too. So it's starting to creep this way. I think once it hits Morrisonville and they start thinking, hey, it's in the area, you might see it hit under the $2 threshold here in Montgomery County, which would be outstanding. I wouldn't complain.
Neither would I. But some of my fast food owner friends might have second thoughts about that. But
Yeah, and you look at the other thing that locally in Litchfield, Corvette Drive is now starting. You're starting to see hints of development out on that stretch, and that's got to be good for Litchfield and what's going on for Litchfield.
Well, it the city of Litchfield gets a lot of revenue from sales taxes. Mm-hmm. Those businesses, whether it's an expansion or new, you hope sell more in the city, gets more money. We'll just have to see how it develops. You mentioned trains. That's sort of a sore subject to a lot of people this morning because the Burlington was having troubles with their signals at Union Avenue and their train tracks, and it was to the point city police had to go out and direct traffic around.
That happened to me last night. The arm thing went down, and we were waiting for a train. Nothing, and then it went back up.
Yeah.
And that's a regular occurrence. I mean, that could happen at any time.
Well, I know it happened last Sunday because mm-hmm. I watched it, mm-hmm. and I heard the scanner and the police talking about it, and they were talking about a signalman getting there in an hour and a half. So they started
hour and a half.
So wow. they were directing traffic because they didn't think they'd have much choice on a state highway.
Absolutely. But going back to Corvette Drive, look, I mean, you've got the new hotel that's being built, and that sucker's coming up at a fast rate.
Yes.
Well, it's the Huddle House restaurants coming in out there.
Yes.
Action Cycles is moving from outside the city to that area. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're starting to see quite a bit of development, not to mention the bank is building a new thing at the new facility at the old Hardee's facility. I mean, there is some growth going on in the city.
Well, it's moving around, let's put it that way. We'll see.
And then I guess 2014 kind of brought some sad news. I mean, it's sad that it's happening, but it's good news that the place will still be open. The Ariston going up for sale. Nick saying family's done with this. We're putting it up on the market. That's a big Litchfield tradition right there.
Correct.
With that family.
Correct. It is. If you've been around long enough, there's all sorts of stories about the Ariston and Nick's dad and his mother and running the place and you know, it's a good traditional place. I've had friends come in, and we go out there and sort of show it off as a landmark.
It is.
Of Litchfield.
It's a National Historic Site, if I'm not mistaken. It's on the historic registry.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's on my historic registry.
Right. Oh, absolutely. My wife and I eat there quite a bit too, and that's one of those places. Whoever the new owner will be, or however that works out, they don't really have to do much to change it. Just let it go. I mean, look at the sales that place brings in.
Yeah.
The museum going across the street. The museum up and running and doing well.
It seems to be, and it's surprising how many foreign visitors drop in, and the same with the Ariston. And mm-hmm. You know, it's just a way station for visitors coming down 66. And I have to admit, I didn't really appreciate what 66 has meant to the country, much less to Montgomery County and Litchfield. And so it's you know, a bit of history.
Absolutely. And then Litchfield on the politics side, Steve Doherty becoming mayor. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Steve. That was an individual I never thought would run for mayor at a time, because he's a landlord. He owns the movie theater. He's got his hands. I mean, you know, why would he want to add that to it? But he won. He got in and won. And it took him a while to get used to the way city government works, but I think now he's got a handle of it, and we'll see what he can do. I think he's got, 2 years left on his term, but we'll wait and see what happens with him.
In our years covering things, we've seen a lot of citizens step forward mm-hmm. to take a role and then slowly adjust to the role in being a public servant,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a little bit of change in a person to adapt to that role. And Steve has his days when he's very good at it, and then some days, I'll bet you anything that he wishes he had never run. But I mean, that's typical with anybody in that position.
And you look at the fire chief and the police chief; they've got two good guys worthy of the positions there. I think Dave Sumter's doing a good job on watching over the fire department, and Lee Jarman is doing a good job watching over the police department. So, yeah,
as far as I know.
Yeah, no complaints. And then we can go to the county board, and I guess the county board is just like the state: finances, finances, finances.
That is seems to be a number one topic.
Absolutely.
At every meeting is... They don't want to raise taxes, but they see some handwriting on the wall and mm-hmm. feel they've got to position the county in a better position than it is now, which means they're going to have to raise some taxes. It's a struggle.
It is. And Roy Hurdle's doing a tremendous job. He's got reappointed as chairman of the county board for a second term in the Sun. So, I mean... I'm fascinated to see Megan Beeler and what she does with the finance committee.
That'll be entertaining as far as I'm concerned, because I've watched people over the years come to the county board feeling they can change things, and you know that they can persuade the other 20 members or so that how things should be, and find out there's a lot more to it than they think.
I'll give you a case in point. Tom Jones. And I like the former mayor of Litchfield, but I remember when he first came into office, and you could ask Mickey about this, he's like, well, I'm going to cut, and we're going to turn this thing around. Okay. He gets into office, and he finds out there are certain things you can't cut, whether it's due to union reasons, whether it's due to state law reasons or whatever. And he slowly but gradually turned to 180 on that statement. I mean, he did an admirable job for the city, but, you know, he did a 180 from the original. We're going to cut. I mean,
It's an education.
It is.
You know, and I wish kids in high school and college could get in touch with the real world and dealing with and seeing how these things are being, you know, goes on behind the scenes and some mm-hmm. of the complications. Of course, and maybe some state legislators, if they were told about some of the things they're doing and how it affects schools, classrooms, you know, cities, you know, police departments, you know, they fall out of touch, I think, with the common man.
And that's going to be, you talk about the state, that's going to be an interesting one. Because my thing is, and you mentioned this earlier, Democrats own the House and the Senate. The governor has the governor's office. So that means either A, they're finally going to work together and get some things done, or B, you are going to have the biggest tug-of-war fight you will ever see in your life. And that just not only on the state side, but on the federal side as well.
That's true. I really, for a news guy, it'll be entertaining. Because that
it always gives
us,
is.
Because it gives us something to talk about and write
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
I think everybody will see a problem, but they may see a problem from different angles and have mm-hmm. different solutions. And I don't know what's going to happen. The state side, school funding, that will not only be political, but it will be population-based between larger cities.
On the school side, you had two school districts locally attempt consolidation. I mean, that word in the past used to be a cuss word. You never even mentioned that C word around town, you know, because it would never happen. It's more prevalent now than ever before.
Oh, yeah. At least talking about it. Mm-hmm. From talking with some people in the know, they say basically what gets in the way is state law, and it just makes it too awkward to do. And mm-hmm. perhaps something will change.
And, of course, on a sad note, you've had Lincolnwood. The Lincolnwood School District lost their superintendent in a horrible car accident. And then you had the three kids that got killed in an automobile accident, and the gymnasium was used for not one, not two, not three, but 4 weeks. And that's kind of unheard of in a less than a year span.
Agreed. You know, I hope, you know, youngsters and adults both, because the accident, my understanding of the accidents were they were just that, accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody could have done something, but, you know, I don't know. It was just a sheer accident, and it's something we need to be aware of when we drive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It strikes home if you drive a lot.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. And, you know, it's valuable how fast life is or how fast life goes. I mean, it just, you never know. You never know. Bob Allen, former Litchfield girls basketball coach, now assistant, his daughter got killed over the 2014 by a drunk driver. They're clamping down on that rule now. I mean, it's, you know, it's no longer a part where you get pulled over and say, get your butt home, and if I see you out, then you're in trouble. Mm-mm. There, you know, you're in for the long haul
yeah.
if you get caught. And it's not worth it. And we're in probably one of the heaviest party days of the year. If you're out, be careful. I mean, plain and simple. Get a DD. It's not worth it. Let's see. What else is going on here? We've got the federal side. Eagles, Inc. is now, and we're starting to see action on that, where that area is going to be demolished and, well, demolished first, and then you got phase two of funding. Again, finances.
Superfund sites all across the nation. It's a matter of funding, and, you know, that dictates the speed at which they're, you know, cleaned up, mm-hmm. if they can be cleaned up. There are some they just put fences around and write it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a slow process. I don't know what the latest timeline is on it. It's just going to be a very slow process.
like it is always. I mean, it always is.
Yeah.
How many times have we had a press conference saying, hey, this is coming, and then 5 years later, now finally we broke ground on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. Yeah. It happens. Other things that are going around, Eagles, Inc., you've got the Greenbelt Tower construction site that's supposedly coming through Montgomery County.
Northern Montgomery County.
Right. That's going to be interesting to see how that develops, because some people are for it, and then you got quite a few that are not for it. The mine is still in the picture. Let's see what happened. Oh, it had a fire this year, but it's back up and running.
The coal market, you know, is the coal market is not domestic. It's not all in the U.S. And so you start watching what goes on overseas, like President Obama and China talking about climate control, and you're going, wait a minute, that means coal. That means coal being sold out of Montgomery County. That means jobs. I mean, I know coal miners now that are traveling 50, 60 and more miles a day to get to jobs.
Wow.
And, you know, you sit there and start thinking what these diplomats are doing in far-off nations and talking about things you only read in Time magazine, all of a sudden that means something to us here in Montgomery County.
We've got 2015 right around the corner. What are you expecting for 2015? To me, I think this is going to be an interesting year, honestly, on both the state and federal level, but also on the local level, because we've got the consolidated elections going on. Litchfield's got some interesting candidates running for wards. Hillsborough's got the mayoral and all four commissionerships open or up for grabs. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting because I think this is the year we're going to start seeing a shift in generations. My generation is in the 60s. We're baby boomers. We're going to see more of the next generation starting to move up and taking roles in government and school boards and whatever.
So that means you can sit at U-Belts and say, darn it, I told you they did it wrong. They should have done it this way.
I'm not kidding.
I
don't sit at the power of or the table of knowledge.
Table of knowledge. Every place has one, doesn't it?
Oh, every town.
Every does.
If you're going into a town, strange town, you're going to be there for a couple of days, you look around and try to figure out where it is.
Absolutely.
Because that's where you find out what a town's really like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are out of time. John, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and I appreciate you coming in.
Certainly, certainly. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week for the Wednesday Talk Show, John Hanifin from the Litchfield News Herald. Coming up next week, we'll have representatives from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center here. So stay tuned for that. Till then, talk to you then. So long.